الحمد لله الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى أما بعد وقال الله تبارك وتعالى بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا كتب عليكم الصيام كما كتب على الذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون صدق الله العظيم Honorable, respectable elders, brothers, mothers and sisters listening at home, we fast approach the month of Ramadan, today being the 13th of Sha'ban, just over 2 weeks left until the month of Ramadan, the blessed month of Ramadan, will commence, and around the world the Ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will fast. The Ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will stay away from food, from water, from drink, from relations. And the Ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is asked by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to increase in ibadah and worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But before this month comes, we know that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, from the blessed seerah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we understand and learn how he would prepare for the advent of this blessed month. So from the month of Rajab, 2 months prior to the advent of Ramadan, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would prepare, making the dua, Allahumma barik lana fi Rajab wa Sha'ban wa balighna Ramadan. And we know from our pious predecessors, some of whom would prepare 6 months in advance, following in the footsteps of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and appreciating and valuing this blessed month. So some of the pious predecessors would, for 6 months after the month of Ramadan, do istighfar, ask for forgiveness for the shortcomings during the month of Ramadan. And then for 6 months prior to the month of Ramadan coming, they would prepare and they would increase their ibadah and be worried about the month of Ramadan. So us being individuals who are going through the month of Sha'ban, we need to mentally, physically, spiritually prepare ourselves for the month of Ramadan. And one of the things that we can do is increase our ibadah step by step, slowly, slowly. So if a person is not reciting Quran at the moment, then to increase by reading one page, then 2 pages, and by the time Ramadan comes, then he's at a level where he's reciting more than he is reciting today. And it's relative to every single individual and every single person based on how much they're reading at the moment. But this is some level of spiritual preparation. In the same way that athletes, they prepare for the season that's going to come and they exert themselves in increasing their fitness, increasing their intake of calories and so forth and so forth. The same way as Muslims, we should be preparing for the blessed month of Ramadan. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, through His infinite mercy and grace, has given us, before 2 weeks, before the advent of the month of Ramadan, has given us a date, a night, which from the prophetic narrations, we understand to be very blessed. The 9th of the 15th of Sha'ban, which is tomorrow. So tomorrow is the 14th. And we know that in the Islamic calendar, the night is in relation to the day that precedes it, that comes after it, which is basically the date. The 15th is on Sunday, so Saturday night will be the 15th night of Sha'ban. And this is a very blessed night in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala turns towards His servants from the time of Maghrib until Fajr. So in the normal days we know from the prophetic narrations that it's the last third of the night where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, "Hal min mustaghfirin faghfir lah," that is, there anybody that's seeking forgiveness so I may forgive him. But in the 15th of Sha'ban, we understand from the narrations of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that this happens from the time of Maghrib, as soon as night sets in. So we have an ideal opportunity to seek forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on this blessed night. On this blessed night, we have a opportunity to turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and attain His forgiveness, acquire His forgiveness. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned in regards to this night that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives so many individuals and comparatively speaks of, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam speaks of the goats of the Banu, the hairs on the goats of the Banu Kalb. And that's how many individuals Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala forgives. And why were the Banu Kalb specifically mentioned? Because the Banu Kalb were a tribe who had many, many goats. They were known for the amount of goats that they possessed and they had in their possession. So Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was indicating to us that on this blessed night, Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala forgives the individuals in multitudes. Just like they are, it's impossible to count the hairs on the goat, on the backs of the goats of the Banu Kalb. Similarly, Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala forgives the sins of, the minor sins of the individuals who seek forgiveness from the ummah of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So we have this opportunity, and it's the sheer mercy and a bounty from Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. It just happens that it comes 2 weeks before the advent of the month of Ramadan. So we are mentally able to prepare ourselves. So what should we do in this night? We should make sure that we perform our salah with jama'ah, at least maghrib. Every day we should do this, but maghrib, isha and fajr should be performed in congregation. Another thing is that we stay away from sin. We don't sin on a night where Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala is forgiving individuals in droves. That's a huge injustice on our part. We make sure that we are obedient to Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala in this night. And if we know that we are going to commit a sin on a Saturday night, this Saturday night, tomorrow night, then it's better to go to sleep. Don't do any ibadah, don't do extra worship, go to sleep. It's better than staying awake and committing sin. So we should first and foremost make ourselves aware of this blessed night. Sometimes we, in our neglectfulness and our heedlessness, we forget about these special moments that Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala has given us. That Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, on a day of Friday, there is a time where du'as are accepted. And that time, the ulama mentioned, we don't know the exact time. It's either in between the khutbah, so a person can make du'a in his heart, not with his tongue, but in his heart. Or it's when the imam comes down from the, descends from the minbar, and before starting salah, that point, that amount of time, that's the time where du'as are accepted. Some have mentioned that it's before the maghrib salah on a Friday. So these are all moments that a person has. We know that between the adhan and the iqamah, du'as are accepted. So these are all moments, but because of our neglectfulness, our heedlessness, we forget. And we don't capitalize on these moments. So Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala has given us this blessed night. But at the same time, there are certain individuals that will not attain the forgiveness of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, as mentioned by Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And who are they? One is a person who is a mushrik, a person who ascribes partners with Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, a person who worships other than Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Another is a person who commits adultery, and he doesn't make firm tawbah and firm, he doesn't seek firm forgiveness from Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Another person is sharibul khamd, a person who consumes alcohol. This person won't be forgiven on this blessed night. So every person will be forgiven, except for the person who is a mushrik, the person who consumes alcohol, the person who commits adultery. If we are involved in these sins, then it's our duty and responsibility to turn to Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala and make sincere tawbah and ask for sincere forgiveness from Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. So these are sins. If a person commits these sins, then nobody will say that this person is connected to deen or is a pious person or person, someone who's worried about the deen. If we see somebody who's drinking alcohol, nobody in their right mind will say that this person is dindar. This person is someone who is committed to his religion. But then there are also some other sins, which unfortunately many of us will be involved in. That if these sins are committed, then a person won't be forgiven, and Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala will not forgive him until he makes sincere tawbah and sincere repentance to Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Another being, a person who is disobedient to his parents. He's not talking to his parents for whatever reason it may be. Someone might say, oh, but my father or my mother have wronged me. So in one narration, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, a sahabi said that, wa in dhalama, what if they've wronged us, Ya Rasulullah? Do we still have to be obedient to them? Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, "Wa in zalama," even if they have wronged you, you still have to be obedient to them. That matter is between them and Allah. If they have wronged their child, if a parent, a father or a mother have wronged their child, that's between them and Allah. Bainahu wa bain Allah. Or bainaha wa bain Allah. Between the mother and Allah. Between the father and Allah. But our responsibility as children, as sons and daughters, is to be obedient to our parents. There is no way that we can stop talking to our parents. We must make dua for them. So in our society, yes, there may be times where one parent is favoring one child over another child. That is oppression. But that is between them and Allah. Our responsibility is to be obedient to them. Because this is a major sin in terms of, if we are not obedient to our parents, then there is a possibility of a very high likelihood that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not forgive us on this blessed night. Another is a person who breaks ties with family. And this happens many times. A brother is not talking to the sister. A brother is not talking to a brother. A sister is not talking to a sister. If we want the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to descend upon us, we need to humble ourselves. We need to be the bigger person. We need to ask for forgiveness. Even if we are in the right, do we not want the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on this blessed night? Do we want to be completely shunned by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because we are not talking to a certain member of our family? So it's our responsibility to pick up the phone to that person within the family who we are not talking to, who we don't see eye to eye with, for whatever reason it may be. And just say, look, this has happened, tomorrow is a very blessed night. If we phone tomorrow, today is a very blessed night. I want the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whatever's happened between us, you forgive me and I forgive you. Or I forgive you and you forgive me. Come from a position of humility and humbleness. Ask for forgiveness. At least the relationship will be repaired to a certain degree. And this is very common within our communities. And it's important that we mention this because it's within the framework and in the light of the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that on this blessed night, the 15th night of Sha'ban, one of the individuals that won't be forgiven is a person who is breaking ties, severing ties with family members. So our responsibility, our deen is so wholesome. We have opportunities. So many times we have opportunities within the year, within a week, where we can ask forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But we also have to make some effort. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to make some effort. The mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will descend on that night, from the time of Maghrib until the whole night. But who will acquire that mercy? Who will acquire that forgiveness? Will be those individuals who humble themselves, who seek forgiveness, who forgive, who forget, who have broad shoulders in looking over the shortcomings of others and themselves. We are all humans. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it that we acquire His forgiveness, His mercy on this blessed night. And ultimately, the 2 weeks that remain, like it was mentioned in the beginning, that the month of Ramadan is round the corner. And if we think back, last month Ramadan seems like it was when we say this every year, and every time we say it, it feels like it's you know, even more applicable, that the month of Ramadan in the previous year, it was like a few days ago. It feels like it was a few days ago, a few hours ago. And this Ramadan will come, and the next Ramadan will come, and the Ramadan after that will come. Whether we will be here or not, that's something that's relative to each individual. But it will come and time will pass on. But how will we benefit, and will we benefit from the month of Ramadan? That's on our shoulders, individually. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it that we make the most of Ramadan, the blessed month of Ramadan. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept all of our ibadah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala inspire us to worship Him. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it that tomorrow, when it is the 15th of Sha'ban, the night of the 15th of Sha'ban, we acquire His forgiveness and we are from those individuals who have been forgiven. And inshallah, tomorrow there is a special program as well. For those of us that think that, you know, if I stay at home, there's so much distraction, there's a high possibility that I will commit a sin, or I will commit sin Saturday night. Normally my routine is to do so and so sin. And because I've become accustomed to it, it's going to be difficult for me. come to the masjid. After Isha Salah, Isha is at 7:30. We have our monthly program. It just so happens that it coincides with the night of the 15th of Sha'ban. Come to the masjid. Make sure we perform Salah, Maghrib, Isha, and Fajr at least with Jama'ah in congregation, and make an intention that we're going to perform all of our Salah in congregation from this day onwards, from today onwards. And then inshallah, at least our time, that time, won't be wasted. And we'll make sure that we're in a good environment, in good company. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it may be an opportunity that we will be able to then gain the mercy and the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wa akhiru da'wana, alhamdulillah. Was I requested just to stand up and make the saf, fill all the gaps? There's a few people, but...
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
اللهم
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
الحمد لله الحمد لله الذي قدر الأرزاق والآجال وأمر بذكره وطاعته بالغدو والآصال وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله سيد أهل الفضل والكمال صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه خير أصحاب وآل وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد، فقد مضى ما مضى شهر من شهر رمضان من شهر شعبان الذي هو مقدمة رمضان، له بركات وفضائل ويتعلق به بعض المسائل، فاسمعوها وعوها. قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: أحصوا هلال شعبان لرمضان. وكان عليه الصلاة والسلام يتحفظ من شعبان ما لا يحفظ من غيره، وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام: لا يتقدمن أحدكم رمضان بصوم يوم أو يومين إلا أن يكون رجل كان يصوم يوما فليصم ذلك اليوم. وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام في هذه الليلة، يعني ليلة النصف من شعبان، أن يكتب كل مولود بني آدم في هذه السنة، وفيها أن يكتب كل هالك في هذه السنة، وفيها ترفع أعمالهم، وفيها تنزل أرزاقهم. وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام: إذا كانت ليلة النصف من شعبان فقوموا ليلها وصوموا يومها، فإن الله تعالى ينزل فيها لغروب الشمس إلى السماء الدنيا، فيقول: ألا من مستغفر فأغفر له، ألا من مسترزق فأرزقه، ألا مبتلى فأعافيه، ألا كذا ألا كذا حتى يطلع الفجر. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. إنا أنزلناه في ليلة مباركة إنا كنا منذرين، فيها يفرق كل أمر حكيم، أمرا من عندنا إنا كنا مرسلين. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين، فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله، الحمد لله، نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه، ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له، ومن يضلله فلا هادي له، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدًا عبده ورسوله صلى الله تبارك وتعالى عليه وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. أما بعد، أيها الناس اتقوا الله تعالى. قال تعالى: يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. وقال تعالى: إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي، يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على محمد البشير النذير والسراج المنير، وارض اللهم عن الأربعة الخلفاء الراشدين المهديين أبي بكر وعمر وعثمان وعلي، وعن سائر الصحابة رضوان الله تعالى عليهم أجمعين. اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين، وأذل الشرك والمشركين، ودمر أعداء الدين، وانصر عبادك الموحدين. اللهم انصر من نصر دين محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، واخذل من خذل دين محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. اللهم انصر المسلمين في كل مكان، اللهم انصر المسلمين في كل مكان، اللهم انصر المسلمين في كل مكان، خصوصا في فلسطين وفي الصين وفي كل مكان يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم إنا نسألك الهدى والتقى والعفاف والغنى. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. اللهم اهد أمة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، اللهم ارحم أمة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، اللهم تجاوز عن أمة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. ربنا إنك عفو كريم رحيم، تحب العفو فاعف عنا، تحب العفو فاعف عنا، تحب العفو فاعف عنا. ظلمنا أنفسنا، وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث. اللهم إنا نسألك من الخير كله عاجله وآجله ما علمنا منه وما لم نعلم، ونعوذ بك من الشر كله عاجله وآجله ما علمنا منه وما لم نعلم. آمين يا رب العالمين. إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. اذكروا الله العظيم الجليل يذكركم، واشكروه على نعمه يزدكم، ولذكر الله أكبر، والله يعلم ما تصنعون.
Brothers are requested to quickly fill in all the gaps, especially those that are in the masjid area. They're quickly requested to move forward.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله، أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله، أشهد أن محمد رسول الله، أشهد أن محمد رسول الله. حي على الصلاة، حي على الصلاة، حي على الفلاح، حي على الفلاح. قد قامت الصلاة، قد قامت الصلاة. الله أكبر، الله أكبر، لا إله إلا الله.
الله أكبر. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك، تبارك اسمك وتعالى جدك، ولا إله غيرك. الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. سبح اسم ربك الأعلى الذي خلق فسوى، والذي قدر فهدى، والذي أخرج المرعى فجعله غثاء أحوى. سنقرئك فلا تنسى إلا ما شاء الله، إنه يعلم الجهر وما يخفى، ونيسرك لليسرى، فذكر إن نفعت الذكرى، سيذكر من يخشى ويتجنبها الأشقى، الذي يصلى النار الكبرى، ثم لا يموت فيها ولا يحيا، قد أفلح من تزكى، وذكر اسم ربه فصلى، بل تؤثرون الحياة الدنيا، والآخرة خير وأبقى،
إن هذا لفي الصحف الأولى صحف إبراهيم وموسى.
الله أكبر.
سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. هل أتاك حديث الغاشية وجوه يومئذ خاشعة عاملة ناصبة تصلى نارا حامية تسقى من عين آنية ليس لهم طعام إلا من ضريع لا يسمن ولا يغني من جوع وجوه يومئذ ناعمة لسعيها راضية في جنة عالية لا تسمع فيها لاغية فيها عين جارية فيها سرر مرفوعة وأكواب موضوعة ونمارق مصفوفة وزرابي مبثوثة أفلا ينظرون إلى الإبل كيف خلقت وإلى السماء كيف رفعت وإلى الجبال كيف نصبت وإلى الأرض كيف سطحت فذكر إنما أنت مذكر لست عليهم بمسيطر إلا من تولى وكفر فيعذبه الله العذاب الأكبر إن إلينا إيابهم ثم إن علينا حسابهم.
الله أكبر.
سمع الله لمن حمده.
الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.